So the heart practices, which we've been offering during this period, this time during the retreat, are part of the reference of how there really is no one singular being, and that we really are in this relational field. And so we've been practicing with metta, loving kindness, and we were mentioning, Mary Grace mentioned this morning about, the four Brahmaviharas, the four divine abodes, the four heart practices. And the, one of the images that a friend of mine used for these, very similar to what Mary Grace said, was that if you think about a rowboat, or like, let's just say a rowboat, and the bow of the boat is metta, because these are all the heart practices are related to. We're leading with metta, and then we have your two oars, and your, you know, one side is compassion, because the heart naturally, when you feel suffering, compassion arises. When we feel suffering, and that's that side. And then you see someone with joy, and naturally you have a sympathetic, appreciative joy arises. And then the keel of the boat, what's kind of anchoring us, is this equanimity, is this kind of balanced aspect of mind, the equanimous state. And so today we're going to be focusing, even though we know they're all kind of interwoven like a hologram, today we're going to be focusing on compassion, and specifically using compassion phrases. For some people, it's much easier just to radiate compassion and not use the phrases. So you're welcome to use whatever practice works best for you. For me, it has been the phrases, and so I'm going to introduce it in that way. The Dalai Lama says, compassion and kindness are not luxuries. They're essential for the survival of humanity. And I really take this to heart, because it's something that I need to practice, because it's not something that I learned a lot about. So we have these seeds for the heart practices that we're watering. And so the way that I think about that, and the reason why I bring that up, is because oftentimes when we're practicing compassion or we're practicing loving kindness, for myself anyways, I'm not actually feeling it. It's like the seeds are still buried underground, so I'm watering them. And so at some point they'll sprout. I just have that confidence that I'm turning my heart towards it. It's the inclination of the mind. So when I offer that today, if you feel like, oh, I'm supposed to be feeling compassion, instead I'm feeling XYZ, fill in the blank, you know, that's okay. We're just inclining that direction. We're pointing the boat, or we're rowing with that oar. So here we go. So just allowing yourself to settle in the way that you do in your meditation posture. Coming home to yourself, inviting that sense of friendliness as much as possible, welcoming yourself to this moment, this practice. And for some people, during the heart practices, they find it useful to put a hand on your heart or on your stomach, or hold your hands, just that sense of connection. And for others, that's not so much. So just play with it for yourself and see if that's supportive of the opening of your heart. And I'm going to invite us to actually, even though it's generally not the case, when we start compassion, we often start with someone else. But I'm going to invite us tonight into self-compassion, which can be a very challenging place to start, but that's what I'm feeling. So that's what we're going to do. And so what I do is I use these phrases, that just this inclination of offering compassion to myself. And so the first phrase is a traditional phrase of, may I be free from suffering. May I be free from suffering. And then the second phrase that I use, accompany that, to remind myself, is I care. I care about my pain. And you can use whatever phrases may work for you. If these phrases resonate or trying them on for a little bit, see how they land. And sometimes I often use a phrase, may my suffering be held in the arms of compassion. Or may this suffering be held in the arms of compassion. So bringing to mind some small way that you may have felt some pain or suffering today, maybe an ache in the body, an ache in the heart, some incident in your work, your yogi job that didn't go exactly as smoothly as you wanted, and just bringing that to mind, feeling the resonance in the heart, and offering yourself compassion. May I be free from suffering. I care about my pain. May I be held in the heart of compassion. The phrases also serve as a concentration practice, pointing the heart and mind, unifying around this intention, this skillful intention for compassion. So repeating the phrases that I offer or whatever ones resonate for you. Offering yourself compassion. May I be free from suffering. I care about my pain. May I be held in the arms of compassion. May I be free from suffering. I care about my pain. May I be held in the arms of compassion. May I be free from suffering. I care about my pain. May I be held in the arms of compassion. For so many of us, when we felt suffering, it was smart to feel guarded in our hearts when we were younger. There's probably a lot of wisdom in the armor and the guarding. And there might still be some at different times. And when we practice compassion, this is an opening and a possibility so that we have choices of how we relate to ourselves and we relate to others. As we grow this capacity of the heart to turn towards. Compassion is often thought of as the quivering of the heart in response to suffering, our own or another's. And then accompanied by a desire to relieve or lessen in some way. It's also not an in order to sometimes when we say, may I be free from suffering, there can be a sort of extra oomph of thinking, oh, this will get it to go away. One of the images for compassion is a goddess with eyes in her hands, seeing and holding all the cries of the world. Knowing that to be human means to experience suffering, we offer ourselves care. May I be free from suffering. I care about my pain. May I be held in the heart of compassion. And then the invitation is to open the circle of compassion wider, bringing in all of those on our retreat. We may not know them, but we know that there's been experiences, challenges, ways that they've experienced suffering too. May we all be free of suffering. May we learn to care for our pain. May we be held in the heart of compassion. May we be free from suffering. May we learn to care about our pain. May we be held in the arms of compassion. As you offer the phrases, you may feel resonance in the heart, or you may feel nothing at all. It's okay. We're watering the seeds, inclining our mind, tenderizing our hearts. May we be free from suffering. May we learn to care about our pain. May we be held in the heart of compassion. Now inviting us to widen the circle even more. Bring in all of those who help run the retreat, the technology before we got here, the cooks, volunteers, all the people who've supported us being here. Maybe your friends, your family, your loved ones, your neighbors, those who are taking care of your animals, someone covering for you at your job, maybe even the airline pilot that flew you here. There may be a way in their lives that they too have experienced suffering. There may be a challenge that they face. Widening the circle to include friends, family, connections, humans near and far. May they too be free from suffering. May they learn to care about their pain. May they be held in the heart of compassion. May all humans experience some lessening of their suffering. May all humans begin to learn to care about their pain. May all humans be held in the arms of compassion. And then bringing to mind all the beauty of the animals and the plants, the fungi, microscopic creatures, all the living beings that inhabit this planet we call home. Calling to mind that despite our best efforts, there is often suffering. May we care about the suffering of all living beings, plants, animals. May all living beings, plants, animals, fungi, be held in the arms of compassion. And then we can even extend compassion to the non-sentient aspects of our planet. Might be a stretch, but this acknowledgement of the quivering of the heart for the air, for the water, for the soil, for the minerals, for the planet. Feeling perhaps some resonance with these, despite our best intentions, there's been harm to our planet, ways that air, water, soil, land has been impacted, has caused suffering. Is it possible for us to offer compassion to this beautiful planet, our home? May we extend our care and compassion to the waters, may we extend our care and compassion to the air. May we extend our care and compassion to the soil. May we extend our care and compassion to the minerals, the rocks. May we extend our care and compassion to the earth. Just like a pebble dropped in a pond, allowing this heart of compassion, this seed of the heart of compassion, which we each hold, to ripple in all directions, including inward towards ourselves, outwards to the skies, downwards to the depths, unbounded in all directions. Knowing how important this quality is for the world, this heart that's able to feel caring, the resonance of compassion. And remembering that we are all connected.